Okay, I actually have to talk about this telescope because I'm starting to think the time isn't linear and I just have to like flesh it out.
Excellent. Let us do that. I love talking about this telescope, and also time is not linear, which is, I agree, pretty
Because
upsetting.
here's the thing, how did they know what direction to point it in to get the beginning of the universe?
So, this isn't super easy to visualize, but the beginning of the universe is in every direction.
They could point it in any direction because if we're going back in time, all roads are going to go back to the beginning of the universe eventually.
Yes, exactly. You got it.
I'm gonna vomit.
That happens sometimes.
If I took a picture of this area of space, and I know you're gonna say that like the way that we perceive direction isn't true in space, but like we know that Mars is in one direction and Jupiter is in another direction, so clearly there's some type of direction in space.
Yes, direction is at least one thing that does exist, and Mars is absolutely in one direction.
Say I'm in this area, and I zoom all the way in this telescope. I'm gonna get to the start of the universe eventually.
Right, because, and this is, I agree, quite weird. Light has a speed, and it takes time for the light from distant objects to arrive at us. And eventually, if we see stuff that's really, really far away, we're basically seeing, like, the leftover radiation from the Big Bang.
Because the universe started from a particle and a big bang.
Yeah, close
But if
enough.
I'm in this area and I go this way, I'm also gonna get to the start of the universe.
Yes, because things in that direction and things in that direction are both very far away.
Right?
Hey, it's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay. You're doing great. This is normal. You're doing great.
The universe is constantly expanding. So we all started from a single point. But now we're a bunch of points.
So many points.
If I were to get in a plane
Okay.
that could withstand space
Uh-huh.
and just start driving towards where that telescope took that picture,
Where are we going with this one?
would I age?
Yes, well, so you know in
I
Interstellar.
haven't seen Interstellar.
Okay, I don't actually really get it either. The point is that you would age because we cannot accelerate any amount of mass to the speed of light without using infinite energy, so that's not going to happen. But that's not relevant here. I think where you're getting tripped up is that those galaxies we're seeing aren't currently in the past. We are seeing them as they were in the past because it has taken 13 plus billion light years for the light from those galaxies to get to us. But for those galaxies, time has been passing for all of that time. If we were able to just instantaneously pop up where they are right now, we wouldn't see them as they were. We would see them as they are right now, after 13 billion years of aging and colliding with other galaxies and stuff like that. They are not in the past right now. It is only their old, ancient light that we are seeing right
There's
now.
no direction that we would look in that would take us to the future because every direction takes us to the past.
Right, but it's only the looking. We are seeing snapshots of the universe as it was. That past is not there anymore, but this bizarre quality of light, that it has a speed, means that we can see it.
I gotta stop.